All right, friends, good to be with you this morning. Hey, every once in a while, we go through one of the one another commands in the New Testament. There's about 60 of those given to Christians in the church so that we can know how to relate to one another, so that our faith can be built up, the faith of those around us can be built up, and the church at large can thrive in the love of God. Just as a quick recap, so far over the course of looking at these different commands, we've been reminded of the following things God asks us to do. And notice how doable and practical all of these things are. Greet one another. You just did that. Way to go. Encourage one another. You might have done that just now. I don't know. Sing to one another, pray for one another, honor one another, be kind and compassionate to one another, use our gifts to serve one another. They're all straightforward, right? They're all right there in front of us. They're all practical things that are within reach, very doable as we live out our Christianity. And as we set our hearts on obeying God, saying, okay, Lord, not only do I believe in you for saving me for heaven, but also, Lord, I know that you want to do a work in my life in the here and now. Now, today's command is just as practical, just as doable. Paul gives it to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and there we read this. So then, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. So that's the command, wait for one another. Now, in the context, in the moment, Paul was speaking to a group of Christians in the city of Corinth about proper behavior at what was at that time known as the agape feast or the love feast. In the first century, and particularly in the city of Corinth, that's the context, Christians would gather a lot of times on Sunday nights, and before they took communion together, they would share in a meal. And the idea was that people would bring food from home, and they would all set the table and share this one together family meal with each other. The problem is in the church at Corinth, they were having all sorts of trouble with relating to one another. And one of the things that was happening is that at that meal, wealthier members of the church were coming and bringing a bunch of really great food, but keeping it all to themselves, gorging themselves on it, while meanwhile across the table or there in the room were literal Roman slaves who were also Christians who had nothing and who were hungry, who came hungry and left hungry. And so Paul wanted to make sure that they understood what proper conduct was with one another. But as part of the instruction there, he said, hey, listen, when we gather together, a sort of default mindset we should all have is wait for one another. And, you know, as always, it's not just about the going through the motions. It's not just saying, okay, well, I have to be the last person through the door. If you go out into the cafe after church, there shouldn't be just a long line, no, you first, no, you first, no, you first, you know, and no one ever goes through the door. But it's, as always, a mentality thing. It's a heart thing. It means how should we see our gatherings together when we come together as a local church? And that when I come here, as I gather with you guys here in the local church, I'm not only thinking about what I need, what I'm concerned with, what I want, but that we're gathered together as a family of Christians before the Lord. We want to wait for each other with common courtesy, but also recognize that we're here together. You know, if you go, let's say you go to Subway or Chipotle after church today, you're gonna queue up in a line. There's gonna be a bunch of people in the room with you, but that meal is just you, right? And when the person in front of you starts complaining or yelling about not wanting to pay an extra dollar for guacamole, what do you say? I'm not with him, right? But when we gather together in their church, Paul wants to remind us that we are here together, brothers and sisters gathered around a family table for a family meal with our Father, with the Lord, and that we're not just together in the same room, but as Christians, we're concerned for the spiritual and physical and emotional well-being of those around us. And so it helps us when we have that mindset of, okay, we're here together. If you're a Christian here today, you're brothers and sisters with all the other Christians here today. And we're not the only church, obviously, but we are a local expression of Christ's body on the earth gathered together. And the Lord says, okay, I want you to be knit together like living stones, supporting one another, being built up in the church. And so waiting for one another is a mentality and a practical, easy way of showing common courtesy. That if I see someone out there that I need to talk to in the courtyard and they're already talking to someone, okay, I'm gonna wait for them to finish up that conversation and then go and then talk to them. Not always put myself first, not always push myself through the door first in those sorts of situations. And so today, let's see if we can find ways to wait for one another and be built up together as the Lord continues to develop his spiritual fruit in us.